KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 36 degrees. We look for skies to be partly sunny to sunny today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from northwest Iowa. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Chad Curtis McGonigal of Ruthven was pulled over at around 2:45 a.m. at the intersection of West Walnut and North Broadway Streets. During an investigation, McGonigal was found to allegedly be under the influence of a controlled substance. He's been charged with OWI drugged first offense and was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by officers with the Shenandoah Police Department. The Young Professionals of Atlantic will host their second annual awards luncheon on April 29th and are seeking community-wide nominations for those awards. The awards are designed to recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in his or her profession and community. The awards are open to any young professional that meets the following criteria: professional age 21 to 40 years old as of November 1st of 2014, is employed by a chamber member business or organization, and resides within Cass County. Young professionals will be nominated for their excellence in four different categories: newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant. There will also be one Young Professional Choice Workplace Award given. The Choice Workplace Award recognizes companies who effectively attract, retain, and develop young professionals. Individuals can nominate their company or another company, and companies must be an Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce member. You can check the membership directory at AtlanticIowa.com for eligibility. To nominate a young professional, go to www.AtlanticIowa.com for a nomination form or stop into the chamber office during their business hours and pick up a nomination form. All of the forms must be submitted by Monday, April 6th at noon. The Young Professionals of Atlantic nominations will be reviewed by a selection committee. The award recipients in all four categories and the Young Professional Choice Award will be recognized and celebrated at the April 29th awards luncheon. Well, a fundraiser is being held for an Atlantic man diagnosed with lung cancer. 65-year-old Ron Shipley of Atlantic was diagnosed with lung cancer last October. A former Marine who served during the Vietnam War and a resident of Atlantic since 1990, Shipley is currently at a Methodist hospital in Omaha, where he's undergone a resection of the lower lobe of his left lung. And in light of recent local cancer-related scam and a public's skittishness at contributing to persons they may be unfamiliar with, family friend Sherry Telly says she has a written statement from the physician caring for Shipley confirming his diagnosis and prognosis. Ron Shipley and his wife Betty are both retired and drawing Social Security benefits. He worked at A-Bills from 1992 to 93, then at ServiceMaster from 1994 to 2000, where he was an area supervisor. In 1995, Shipley went to work at Mala's plant as a cleaning supervisor for 5 years before being employed in the maintenance department at Walmart from 2004 to 2006, and he suffered from knee problems, for which it limited his ability to work. Now, while eligible for Medicare, Shipley's finances do not extend to being able to pay for Medicare supplements, so he's therefore responsible for at least 20% of his cancer treatment costs. Telly says for anyone who has personally dealt with cancer or has friends or relatives who have had cancer, they know what a financial burden even 2% can be. Learning about his cancer diagnosis, friends decided to try to raise funds for Ron Shipley. A special bank account, the Ron Shipley Medical Fund, has been set up at Great Western Bank at 1407 East 7th Street here in Atlantic. You can send your checks or take cash to that location for a deposit into the benefit account, which will be used solely to defray Ron's medical and incidental expenses. Donation canisters have also been placed throughout Atlantic at Hy-Vee, Fairway, all three Casey stores, Capel's, Detter Motors, and the Atlantic Animal Health Clinic, to name a few. The fundraising effort is being sponsored by friends of Ron Shipley. And for more information, you can contact Sherry Tully at 243-4861 or Kathy Kearns at 243-1109. Elsewhere in state news, officials say a fire at a Des Moines towing company has destroyed six vehicles worth more than $1.5 million. Polk County Sheriff's Office officials spotted the blaze at around 10:15 p.m. Thursday at Hannafin Towing Company. Emergency crews from Delaware Township, Sailor Township, Altoona, and Johnston responded to the blaze and controlled it in less than 2 hours. Fire officials remained on the scene to monitor for hotspots. Six vehicles were inside the building and they were ruined in the fire. No injuries were reported. The cause of the blaze was under investigation. And despite the fire, Hannafin Towing was open for business on Friday. A review by the state auditor's office that questioned the spending of four boards under the Iowa Department of Public Health has led to changes in procedures. State Auditor Mary Moseman said the process for buying electronics raised concerns during an audit.
Expenditures that were reimbursed to employees or who had made personal, used their personal credit cards or made individual purchases of technology devices, including iPads, printers, scanners, laptops, GPS navigators, video cameras, a Kindle was in there, some wireless speakers, instead of going through the normal purchasing process.
The review involved the Iowa Board of Pharmacy, Iowa Dental Board, and Iowa Board of Medicine, along with the Iowa Board of Nursing.
One particular individual, he had used his personal credit card to the tune of a little over $18,000, and when you're using your personal credit card, you can be earning reward points or other incentives that typically should be the property of the state for future savings instead of being property of the individual. So it's not a recommended practice.
Moseman said failing to follow state procedures left the devices open to not having the proper protection.
Without going through the department, without going through the department's IT department, they did not have the necessary security for data and protection that is necessary, specifically in health boards.
The report covers purchases made from July the 1st of 2011 to August 31st of 2014. Moseman said most of the purchases took place in 2011 and 2012. The Iowa Pharmacy Board had reimbursements for equipment of more than $45,500.
We're questioning whether all of these pieces of equipment were necessary because as we interviewed or discussed the matter with different employees, some of the iPads did not perform all the services that they needed for technology, so they still had to use their previously issued equipment. So we were questioning the public purpose for all of these pieces of equipment that were purchased.
And there were cell phone plans paid for by the state when there were very few calls made on the plan. The state auditor said her organization made several recommendations on changes to bring the boards into compliance with state rules. She said the changes were made soon after her office started the review.
I think once they realized that it is considered questionable, they put procedures in place to make sure that they are doing a better job of that. So for the most part, there was a favorable response to the recommendations within our report.
Moseman said the problem surfaced in a routine review of the purchasing process for the boards. Finally, in state news, some Iowa farmers may welcome the news, but consumers won't be thrilled or surprised for that matter to hear predictions that food prices will be rising this year, according to a report from the USDA. Agency economist Anna Marie Kunz says overall supermarket prices rose 2.5% last year, and we can expect more of the same in the year ahead.
In 2015, we're expecting grocery store prices to rise 2-3%.
The USDA's food inflation forecast details how beef prices are up about 19% from a year ago, and those prices will likely continue to climb still higher.
We are forecasting beef and veal prices to rise 5-6%.
The report predicts pork prices and dairy prices will also rise 2-3%, along with fresh vegetables.
It's going to be a lot of the items around the perimeter of the store, some of the meats, produce, that we'll see slightly higher than average inflation than a lot of the goods within the center aisle. So the non-perishable goods, cereals, bakery products, sugars and sweets, and non-alcoholic beverages.
Look for changes on the menu at your favorite restaurant as well. The survey predicts restaurant prices will be rising an average of 3% over last year. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.